This recording, Trinidad 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes the raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to the legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. And to the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. We did culturally very, very diverse things. Go to hear steel band, which would in some homes in the 60s, 70s, that was like, you know, you don't sort of do that. But they made sure that we kind of took in everything. Parang music, which comes out of Venezuela mostly. It's Christmas carol sung in Spanish, so very much a part of that. In another part of the island, Christmas carols are sung in French. So we were really exposed to all kinds of things. Go to the Hussein Festival, which is a Muslim, Indian Muslim street festival, which is very much street theater, which is how carnival kind of came to be, because you have the Indian street festivals and the African street festivals coming together in Trinidad and becoming very Trinidadian, even though it has overlays of French and Spanish carnivals, that kind of thing. You're very European things and the slaves sort of mocking the slave owners and changing up the whole scenario of that to what Trinidad is now, what Trinidad Carnival is. So a very broad-based education, not just in text from what you learned in school, but from what your parents, you know, let's go see this and let's kind of understand this and that kind of thing. So I would say my background on that is a little more open-minded about stuff than I guess some of the people in growing up in the 60s and 70s would have experienced. Because I know I've gone to some places and it's like, what are you doing kind of there? You can kind of feel that vibe, you know, but it's like, well, I'm cool, you know, I'm just coming to see what's going on, you know, whereas some people would not venture that way. But I think, I mean, the more embracing that you are in terms of how you see things, you can go and be part of anything. But I've kind of been brought up that way, so I'm not afraid to sort of go into places that are considered kind of off limits, you know. It's like, to me, it's like, well, how else would you get that experience and understand what that is and deal with it?